It's time for some collective wisdom, a podcast advancing the cannabis revolution one conversation at a time. We all benefit from sharing knowledge and experiences. So if you want to learn about the business of cannabis from those in the trenches, you've come to the right place. Here's your host, Lisa Tolner, co-founder of SensiChew.
Hello and welcome to Collective Wisdom. Today we are recording at MJ BizCon in Las Vegas, Nevada. And I have the pleasure of speaking with Brandon Zimmer, who is Planet 13 Marketing Coordinator. And a little bit about Brandon. He joined Planet 13 in September of 2018 before the grand opening. He previously worked in marketing with a professional sports team, the Las Vegas Golden Knights, so that's a hockey team, for their inaugural season and their run for the Stanley Cup and the Stanley Cup Finals. That must have been really exciting. Brandon also has worked in marketing for USC, as in the University of Southern California. He's experienced in Facebook marketing strategy, digital and social media marketing. He holds a bachelor's focused on marketing from University of Nevada, Las Vegas. And as part of Planet 13, I know most of you have heard of it, but if you hadn't, Planet 13 is nothing short of the premier cannabis destination, not only in Las Vegas, but probably the world. Thousands of people visit Planet 13 every day. And being here in Las Vegas for MJ BizCon, literally every other vehicle you see has a skin on it that says, follow me to Planet 13. So without further ado, Brandon, thank you for joining us on Collective Wisdom.
Thank you, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
Cannabis tourism, it's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
And that probably is even more pronounced and profound here in Las Vegas. And Planet 13 has become a destination. Tell us a little bit about the genius behind that and the vision.
Yeah, all credit goes to Bob Grossbeck and Larry Scheffler, our two CEOs. They had this vision years ago and, you know, to create more of a destination for, like you mentioned, cannabis tourism. It's very heavy in Las Vegas. They found the spot and created the world's largest dispensary.
I mean, the location is also a part of that. You're right in the middle of all the Vegas action.
Yeah, actually, it's the only walkway out of the Las Vegas Strip leads right into Planet 13.
One of the killer aspects about Planet 13 is the experience that customers will have when they go in there. It's not your ordinary dispensary. And although some dispensaries are beautiful, they're spa-like, they're Apple-like, but Planet 13 really goes in a little different direction. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, so kind of like what you mentioned, we're much more than just a dispensary. We're also a destination. As soon as you walk in and see all of our interactive technology, the LED interactive floor, the lotus flowers on the roof, 3D mapping on the ceiling, aerial orb show that we have. As soon as you park and walk into the store, you're just amazed by with everything that's going on.
How long does an average customer stay and linger in the store, do you think?
I think about 40 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, so with our opening of our restaurant, our bar, event space, our production facility, that kind of adds a lot more time to them. You know, they're able to go get a drink while they wait, go get some food, check out, see how edibles are being made.
So they're having an experience, but they're also learning. They're seeing how things are getting done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so our production facility, actually, you're able to watch edibles being made from seed to sale. And we have big touch screens that you're able to kind of learn about each product that's being made, how it's made, what's in it. Our main focus is education. We want to educate the customers, let them know what they're getting into and, you know, what they're buying, and teaching them and showing them exactly what they're buying.
And what kind of, in addition to the shopping experience and the artistic experience that they're going to have there, is there also a concierge experience? So in other words, someone who's coming to Planet 13 for the first time, how are they approached in terms of their interaction even with getting product?
Yeah, so as soon as they walk in, they're greeted by our host. Check in. This is how everything operates. We have an express line. We have online ordering. They have one-on-one experience with our bud tenders. As soon as they walk in, they're getting helped. So we kind of want to just showcase our customer service and be there with them for the whole ordering decisions.
Tell us about some of the new things that are on the horizon for Planet 13.
Yeah, so we are actually teaming up with Cannabis Museum. They're coming to Planet 13. It's going to be the largest cannabis interactive museum. But we recently just launched our restaurant, Rickety Cricket. We have over 24 craft beers all made by the owner, Terry Thompson. So there's a lot more to do.
In addition to these experiences, and so you've got the attractions, you've got the entertainment component, you've got this great customer service. So if there's one thing that you want a customer to feel when they've left Planet 13?
Just the amazement. We want everybody to leave with the expectations of what they experienced and how they're able to share that, even though that they're not maybe familiar with cannabis, that they left just knowing and comfortable with what they got.
So a big wow factor.
A big wow factor.
Yeah. So with all this excitement and these great things you're doing, there's challenges, I'm sure, that have come along the way. Are there any challenges that you can share with us as a company and maybe even from a marketing perspective that you had to really look and focus at to overcome?
First thing that pops up to mind would be, how do we attract our locals with so many dispensaries here in Las Vegas? Our main focus is definitely the tourism. About 80% is tourism, 20% local. But how do we attract the locals? How do we get the Vegas market? And I think us being on the strip and being not so close to everybody, us being able to attract them still and having everybody come from across town, visit Planet 13, go through that experience every single time, I would say that would be the hardest thing that we had to go through, but also the most rewarding when they keep coming back.
What kind of advice would you give to another dispensary in terms of something they could do, even however small, that could make a real difference for them based on what you've learned?
I think being unique, being different, you know, with so many dispensaries out there and a lot of them are very similar to each other, you know, doing something that separates you from the rest. Why should a consumer pick that dispensary over anybody else? And it's based off one, customer service, being educated from the bud tenders, making sure that it's more of a family than a business, and being unique.
How are your bud tenders trained? How does Planet 13 go about that?
So as soon as they get hired, we have a 2.5-week training course, as well as every single brand that we carry has to go through a training course with all of our bud tenders. So we built in a classroom at our store and where different brands come out and educate each bud tenders based off each brand that we offer.
And what are some of Planet 13's expansion plans? You're here in Nevada, yeah. And I would imagine you have sights on California.
Yeah. So we just announced our second location. That's going to be in Santa Ana, California.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Yeah, we're excited.
Do you see it having the same experiential, over-the-top component to it?
Yeah, so it will be the second largest in the world and the biggest in California. It's going to be completely different. We're not trying to mimic it. And, you know, like I said, we want to be unique and we want to be different. So we're going to be doing some things differently that we are down there than we are up here.
You've been in the industry for a while. You're working for this great and very dynamic dispensary, Planet 13. But as with anything that's evolving and growing and changing, there's always room for improvement. If you could change one thing, what would Brandon like to see changed?
That's a great question. I would probably have to say open up our parking lot a little bit. With so many of our customers being tourism and taking Ubers and Lyfts and taxis and whatnot, we want to make some more room for the locals that want to come out.
So back to really supporting your local customer and helping them feel welcome and making it easy for them to get in and get out.
Yeah, exactly. We want to create that experience for the locals as well, keep them coming back.
I'm going to go back to this one last time because I think it's really worth saying and repeating is the advice that you gave about being unique. Mm-hmm. Because I think so many dispensaries, you know, they're working hard to do it right. They're providing good customer service, but you start to see a commonality between them. So finding that little unique something, that little golden nugget that makes that dispensary, mm-hmm. and really looking to find that. I don't think we can emphasize that enough.
Yeah, no, exactly. You know, being unique, being different, standing out from the rest, providing some type of service that others may not have or some type of product that they may not have. Just finding their niche and kind of rolling with it.
Yeah, so it doesn't necessarily have to be the environment, mm-hmm. but it could be something that isn't visually tangible, but still is a tangible part of customer service or customer education or whatever it happens to be.
Yeah.
Good advice. Well, Brandon, thank you so much for your time today.
Of course.
It's really been a pleasure. And how can our listeners learn more about you and more about Planet 13?
Yeah, so check out our website, planet13lasvegas.com. Follow us on Instagram, @Planet13, Twitter, Planet 13 Las Vegas. Keep up to date with all the new brands coming out, events, finding out our future plans and everything like that. And come check us out in 2548 West Desert Inn Road.
Well, we've been speaking with Brandon Zimmer, Marketing Coordinator for Planet 13 in Las Vegas. This is your host, Lisa Tolner. Thanks for listening.
That's this week's episode of the Collective Wisdom Podcast. Join us each week for another episode on OC Talk Radio, streaming on Thursdays at 3 p.m. And you can download Collective Wisdom wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to visit cacollectivewisdom.com or email us at collectivewisdompodcast@gmail.com to join the conversation. Thank you for listening.